Hello, everyone, and welcome to Noonami Therapy. On July 18th of 2021, we are recording this quite a bit earlier than normal.
Yep.
As in, this is Sunday, normally it's Thursday, but that, I guess that means you will be able to be hearing this earlier.
Yep.
And then you'll have to wait even longer for the episode after this one. So, intro time, right. I'm supposed to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a thing. All right. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we are here to, talk about stuff we've been watching, mostly Toonami. Mm-hmm. So, let's get right into it then with My Hero Academia episode 99. So, after Deku basically went, crazy and cause all sorts of havoc, they decide, let's just keep going with the thing.
Yeah.
And to make it short, essentially, his team manages to win.
Yeah, they so it ends up in a 3-1-1 final score in which Class A wins, and only one of them actually lost their match.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, we are finally done with this, and maybe we can get back to the actual plot.
Yeah, from the way it looks on that commercial for next week's episode, it seems like we're going to have actual villains for the first time this season. So that looks promising. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It really is looking at this just a case of, wow, we spent 11 episodes on this thing that really wasn't that important. I mean,
yeah.
So what were the important things we got from this? We, I guess we got better introduced to some of the Class B characters, and we had this important development with Deku's quirk. And really, the Class B ones were just kind of, I mean, it's just a matter of, look, you've done barely anything with some of the members of Class A. Why do you think we need to devote all this time to development on Class B when you've got more to do with Class A?
Yeah. I mean, by this point, I'm like having a hard time remembering which ones are Class A and which ones are Class B, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We did at least get a little bit of development with people from Class A, such as Momo, or as everyone calls her, Yowarazu, or whatever her last name is. I couldn't pronounce it. I feel like it's just like we're building up to something, but like, are we, you know, is there going to be a payoff to all this stuff we just learned over these past, you know, how many episodes of training? You know, hopefully there's a payoff to it. I'm just hoping there is.
The stuff with Deku is important. That's obviously important.
Although right.
you did not need to have this big thing just to establish that.
Yeah.
In terms of the Class B characters, I don't think they've done much since, but I guess there's always a possibility of the future. Plus, there was this big arc in the manga that might have featured some of them, but it went on for so long, it was such a blur, I kind of can't remember most of it. But that's later. That would be, what season are we in? I mean, season 5, that would have been season, what I'm talking about would have been season 6 or maybe even 7, depending on how long these things go on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, For now, though, like I said, what I get back to is the fact there's some members of Class A that haven't had, I feel, that much done with them. So I don't know why we needed to go into all this stuff about these secondary characters.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, for the most part, I'm not sure really for most of them, it didn't really establish much other than, hey, this is what their quirk is.
Yeah.
The ones we got more focus on and attention were the ones we already knew about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right, that was My Hero Academia. Whew. Now we move on to Dr. Stone episode 34. So, using, so basically, they managed to get Tsukasa's sister back, and yay! but then because this, they can't really, then because they've got two episodes left of this season, Hyoga decides to be, the bad guy again, and he basically kind of betrays him and attacks Tsukasa, actually piercing him with the spear, and, Senku tries to grab him, but, he's falling off the cliff, but Hyoga, actually being a kind of intelligent villain, doesn't just sit there while Senku's doing that. He just kicks Senku off too. Anyway, the three end up in this other place, and Senku and Tsukasa end up working together to beat Hyoga, even through the power of science and might. Although the science stuff was mostly just Senku using gunpowder to light Hyoga's stuff on fire and then tasering him.
Yeah. So, and Tsukasa, like, he shoved a spear all the way through him, and yet he's still kind of okay. I don't know.
Well, they did say that well, so dang, I should have had to ask my father, because he's a doctor, to see how much any of this stuff could work. Because I was thinking, it said that he punctured his lung and that it would be fatal. And he's saying, but you're still doing this, which just exacerbates things. So I guess that, so he's still wounded and, such, which might explain why the guy who previously could with his bare hands rip off a tree now is unable to break a spear with a punch, with multiple punches at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought this was pretty enjoyable to see them actually kind of working together, even though if we did get a kind of very abrupt about face for Tsukasa.
Yeah. It's just so funny that the guy is the ultimate villain two episodes ago, and now all of a sudden we're supposed to feel sympathy for him. So, like, for me, I'm having a little hard time with that, because it's like, this guy was the guy I was thinking, you know, we were going to have some sort of big battle with, and that kind of never happened. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good episode. Don't get me wrong. It's just a little jarring for him to change that quickly. So, yeah. So, how many episodes left in this season?
There's just one more.
One more. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. When I said two more, I was counting this episode.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's quick.
Okay. So, but yeah, things seem to be wrapped up at this point. So we've got one more episode, and then they'll go, and then we'll wait for the next season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which will, the next arc, from what I recall, will basically have to be a double core season, that is, you know, when they're like 24 or something episodes. Okay. But maybe they'd split the story, who knows. Yeah, have they announced another season. Let me see. I don't see anything. Oh, wait, no. It does say a third season has been announced.
Okay.
No idea when it'll come, but yeah, we will be getting a third season.
Okay.
All right. Not much to say about Yashahime that we didn't already say, but I will say rewatching this made me, especially this episode, made me remember, wow, this show is a lot better early on.
Yeah, really, it was. And I remember I was always a big fan of Kikyo's voice actress, and this episode kind of cemented it for me. See, it was the same one as in the original series, and she still is a very effective voice actress. So, it's the only disappointing thing about it is that you have all this build up, and then we find out that basically half the season is just Monster of the Week stuff. Mm-hmm. Instead of really going into what could have been a really exciting season, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, other than that, as usual, just listen to our earlier episodes if you want to see some more detailed stuff about this. I'm just saying the stuff that I have with the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, we have Food Wars episode 58.
Okay, so basically the entire theme of this episode is that Soma's father is the greatest chef ever. And he throws it all away for no real reason at all. And basically that's, you know, he was such a great chef and all this stuff about how great he was. And then I didn't quite understand the reasons he gave behind why he stopped doing what he was doing. But, yeah, and that whole flashback goes by and, yeah, not really anything from this episode is real. No, there's some stuff about Azumi, you know, because he appeared in the flashbacks, but yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the part where it makes a big deal out of the fact that he went on against all these people in one Shokugeki, and you just think, doesn't that make it easier than if he had done them all individually?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can't all, too many cooks, like we know from years ago, too many cooks.
Yeah, so. That song. If you don't know what we're talking about, just search for too many cooks. I'll just double check. It should be like the first thing on YouTube. Yep, it's the first thing if you search on it for YouTube. Okay. So, but yeah, it really is just one big flashback for him. So if this were like a more of a battle series. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of a battle series, but if it was battle as in with actual battles, you might be worried that he's going to die soon.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that. Then we have Black Clover episode 159. So let's see. Well, the girls talk a bunch with each other.
Yeah.
Then we have Char. Then we have them having to stop Charmy because she's causing trouble by taking all the food. And then, they got that. Then ultimately, one of the guys, this guy shows up and out and says something about how Yuno is actually a prince of some place. So, so that's new information that happens at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of this was pretty much the first half of the episode where it was just kind of setting up the whole thing with Noelle, you know, not liking Asta at all, mm-hmm. as she likes to say. And yeah, and then that Charmy thing was kind of amusing, although sometimes I just wonder, like, is Charmy a real character or is she just there for humor purposes? You know, is she like a real member of the Black Bulls, or is the only reason she shows up just for a quick gag, you know?
She did get an actual fight in the that big battle arc thing with all the elves, where it turns out I can't remember. She had some special form or something. Was she like part werewolf? Was that it? It was something weird. But she actually, I don't think it was quite that. Maybe I'm probably mixing it up, but there's something about her. But mostly she's kind of a joke, but she does actually do some things.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah.
But yeah, we've got that stuff. I did think it was kind of funny where, you know, of course, both Noelle and Mimosa totally have crushes on Asta, and someone mentions about how, like, oh, what do you think about him? You're always perched on his head. You know, they say that to Sekre, and she just says, oh, I do, you know, when she's in her bird form, and she says, oh, I just do it because it's a nice place to perch on, and that's it. Yep, it's the best head for sitting on. Okay, so that was Black Clover. Then I guess we'll move on to the non-Toonami stuff. All right, we have our second of the OVAs of Baka and Test.
Yeah, so it's that tournament that we were promised, and Yoshi and Yuji pretty much cheat their way through the entire tournament to be able to win. And yeah, I'm trying to think of what else happens.
Well, basically they just go through all of the people and manage to, in various ways, manage to beat them, usually outside of not actually directly beating them, like making Shoko give up by knocking Yuji, that's his name.
Yeah,
Yuji out and making it seem like he's saying, "I'll propose to you if I win." that kind of thing. Then it turns out those other those kind of two jerk characters from the previous episode, they end up going up against them. Our main characters still manage to win, and the other guys are like, "We'll announce your cheating ways or whatever." So to stop them, they launch a firework at the school, but then accidentally set off all the other fireworks, which hit the school and cause massive damage. And then most of the money that they won through the whole thing, they have to spend to actually repair everything.
Yeah, so kind of as predicted, there's no progress made.
Yep, and Himeji does not transfer out either.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was OVA, so, I mean, apparently, I think this might have been part of the original source material, I'm not sure, but in any case, it did kind of I mean, I guess they got some tables at least, so it is a little bit of a change.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Anything else to say about that?
Nope, not really.
All right. So we have Kaguya-sama episode 15. Our first one is about stargazing, where Kaguya is trying to, you know, make Shirogane feel flustered, but keeps, but he's so completely enthralled with paying attention to the moon, he's not even noticing any of it.
Yeah.
Then the second and third ones. The second one is mostly just reminiscing about stuff from the past, because the student council is going to be disbanded, except it turns out they're not going to be disbanded, because in the third one, there, you know, and it seems all somber and stuff about that sort of thing, except Kaguya finally asks Shirogane, will you not, will you become, be president another term? And he's just like, oh, yeah. And then he, like, except then, in a twist, it turns out that he had actually just, he had the thing for another term already filled out. And she gets really annoyed about it because he tricked her to make her say that. But then it turned out it wasn't actually a trick. He wasn't planning to, but because Kaguya asked him to, he does. He just didn't want to admit that to her. And so, yeah, that was our episode.
Yeah, I actually thought it was very good. I didn't really care for that middle part where they kind of just pulled out stuff. And, you know, like if you're going to do that, you should do that like after a few seasons, not after just 12 or 13 episodes. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I thought some of the things were pretty funny.
Oh, we also do see someone looking at one of like the poster things for, well, actually I don't know what it said because it was in Japanese, but I assume it was something about getting new members of the student council or whatever. And we see that and I'm thinking, well, I guess she's probably going to be an important character because she's in the ending credits.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've got that. So yeah, that was another entertaining one. I agree. The middle one was kind of a little weak, although it was funny when they're doing like, hey, remember this? And when Ishigami like said something, hey, remember this? And it was like something he said to Chika that made him her beat him up. And then him saying it again makes her beat him up again.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. But yeah, other than that, it was decent. Not as much as I usually like it, but still decent. Not the worst episode.
Yeah.
All right, I guess it's time for us to move into our obligatory top three stuff.
Yeah. For me, it would be, third place would be Black Clover, I think, actually. Second place, Baka and Tess. And first place, Kaguya-sama.
For me, it would be third place, Black Clover. Then second place, Kaguya-sama, and first place, Dr. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so that's our series and our discussion. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So next week we have a regular Toonami stuff, and it's a week after that where things get a little more wonky. I'm still not sure if we're getting two new episodes of My Hero Academia or if one of them is a rerun.
Right. And then, yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking a quick look to double check to see here to see if I can find anything about it. You can go on while I look.
Oh, no, I don't really have anything to add. There's also going to be, two Food Wars episodes that week, too. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I'm not, I don't know yet. I'm not seeing something that the website I was looking at that gives TV like guide information is not it doesn't go that far right now, so I have no idea what it'll be. I don't know how we'll handle it if it's a rerun. I wonder, would they put the rerun first or second?
Well, they'd have to put it first.
Yeah.
I mean, what would they put afterward? Yeah.
Oh, no, they would put the new episode and then they would put the rerun after it, because that way you would get the higher ratings for the new one, I guess. I don't know. That is how it would be expected, I suppose.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So, wow, this was much faster than our previous episode.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, no, no. I was going to say, I think it's because we didn't go on a lengthy tangent at the end. We didn't go on any real tangents this episode, did we?
Nope.
Okay, well, now that we've established that, I guess we can close out. So, you can currently find our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com. If we usually try to get the stuff available up on Friday but sometimes Saturday. but this week it's a little earlier. Maybe I should stop announcing the schedule thing because it probably doesn't matter to most people. yeah, you know what? I should probably just put that in the description on the podcast page. Something like that. So yeah, so now that I've said that stuff, we'll see you next time for another thing of Toonami, including the last episode of this season of Dr. Stone.
Bye-bye.